Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Angus Forrest, CEO of Drums PLC. Welcome back, Angus. How are you on this glorious day?
Thank you very much. Good to see you, Phil. It's almost a shame to be inside, but however, talking to Roast is makes up for it.
Very good. So we've just seen the news that Acuity Risk Management, a subsidiary of Drums PLC and a leader in cyber and IT risk management, has partnered with cybersecurity service provider Netitude. As a part of Acuity's partner network, Netitude will resell Stream Integrated Risk Manager, Acuity's highly rated GRC platform. Netitude provides a range of security services and has gained certification for its work in regulated industries. Acuity's Stream platform offers a comprehensive view of risk and compliance across enterprises by integrating cyber risk with IT and operational risks. Both companies aim to help organizations mitigate risks and achieve their cybersecurity objectives. Tell us more about this exciting partnership, please.
Well, we've been at developing Acuity for the last 2.5 years. And first of all, you put in the foundations, like you get better contracts. So we have 3-year contracts for a 1-year contract. Then you up the marketing. Then you make changes to personnel if necessary. And we have a new marketing team and a new sales team. And in August last year, we appointed a partner manager who has done a lot of good work in a very short 9 months. The whole objective about having partners is it provides a multiplier effect. They have more salespeople than we have. They give credibility for our product to their customers. We have a very well-liked and very well-reviewed product in Stream, which is a software platform, and they are using that Stream product to assist their customers to achieve the cybersecurity solutions that they are seeking. And in the case of Netitude, it is strong in regulated industries. We have a number of clients in regulated industries such as banks, and you will have seen we have a number of other partners in credit cards and similar. And this is a step further into that. And we believe that we should, with this partnership agreement, grow our customer base and our sales much faster than we would otherwise have done without them.
How important, Angus, is the Gartner Peer Insights and G2 respectively? I mean, I think investors need to understand that 4.8 and 4.5 on those rating stars is exceptional, for one. And for two, what it normally steers people to buy or not buy these things.
Gartner is very influential in software sales, particularly in North America, where many really quite expensive software sales are made without the customer ever seeing a salesperson. And what Gartner does is it identifies the key players and their products. We are up in the top of GRC platforms as liked by users. So if you're looking to buy a product like this, you will come and learn something about Stream by approaching us. That's the first thing. The other thing is, once we've done the pitch and we have shown you what we can do and why it's attractive to you, it reduces their risk because it is a Gartner approved and rated platform, which means that if you're the buyer, you're taking much less risk. It's like, did you ever get fired for buying IBM? No, because it was IBM. If you've been buying something with Gartner approval, it reduces the risk for the buyer.
Okay, that's great. And Netitude is going to be selling where, in the US, in the UK, or all over the world?
Well, initially, we think we should get some sales in the UK, but having got one or two of those under our belt, we would envisage it being worldwide. And that's what the partnership is all about. It is a comprehensive solution for both Netitude and for Acuity.
And at what rate do you hope that this will sort of snowball the sales for Acuity?
Unless you are significantly bigger than us in sales and marketing terms, we would anticipate that we'd probably get three or four new customers in the first year. And a new customer to us is worth probably about £100,000 a year. So it is significant impact in our growth, and combined with other partners we have, that should be multiplier, which I was referring to earlier.
And this scenario where you have a client that's 100,000, how much of that 100,000 normally goes to the bottom line?
We have gross margin of 91%.
Okay.
So once we've covered all the overheads, 90% goes to the bottom line.
Okay. And you're basically at that position already with Acuity, so 90% of this money will go to the bottom line, or are we still getting there?
We are still getting there, partly because the way that we account for contracts is we've got to spread the revenues over the period of the contract. So cash-wise, the business is very cash generative. We sell annual contracts, payment in advance, but we spread the revenue over the period of the contract. So it'll be a 12th each month over the period of the contract.
Yeah. It seems to me, looking at the numbers from the final the yearlies that were published only about a month ago, that with monthly recurring revenues of like 0.14 million as at 28th of Feb 2023, forward contracted revenue of 2.17 million and sales pipeline of 3.83 million, that with a market cap of 6 million, that the markets must be missing something here, unless I'm reading the figures wrong.
I think that what you should be aware of is that when we came to market, the ability for placing of money to raise money was very, very tough. And we went with a couple of brokers who raised us the money. But because it was so difficult to raise money, we had to discount the price. And I think realistically, as we show what we're doing over the next 3 to 4 months, we'll see.
It seems like the market cap is almost based on the old figure, the 25%, and the fact it hasn't reflected the fact that you now have 100% of Acuity Risk Management to me.
I would agree, but who am I? The market.
Who are you?
You're only the CEO.
Who are you, Angus? Tell us. Who are you?
We've got a great team, and I think there's a great opportunity in this large and growing market. I mean, the market size is at 14 billion at the moment. That's billion with a B at the front, and it's expected to grow to 27 billion by 2027. There are not many large markets which are growing at that rate.
Yeah,
that's why I am so confident of Acuity, and that's why we bought Acuity, because we think the opportunity is strong and good.
Yeah, even 1% of that will put you at 140 million and probably a market cap of over £1 billion. Yeah,
let's not go as a dream. We are
no, but I'm saying that the opportunity really is vast. Yeah. And even for you to generate £1 to 2 million, which you already have in sales, should have you at 20-30 million market cap, really, in all honesty, in this market with a fast growing company. So yeah, I think people have missed something here. So yeah, let's see if when these announcements start to stack up, because effectively this is the first of, we anticipate quite a few, and obviously you'll be telling us as we go along how they're going, and good luck.
Yeah. I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you very much.
Angus Forrest, CEO of Drums PLC, thanks very much for your time.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.